McCracken County's Susan Guess and her daughter Morgan have a message for bullies. Enough is enough. Through videos and posts on social media sites, Susan and Morgan are getting the word out on the dangers of bullying and how to stop it. They've even raised money to bring in speakers to talk with local civic groups about bullying. Shelley Baskin spoke with Susan about bullying and how everyone can be a victim of it, even adults.
You and your daughter have started a anti-bullying campaign. How did you get started with the campaign?
Well, actually, I had an interest in it last year and raised some money for my daughter's school at Lone Oak Elementary, and we brought in a couple speakers. So I was already passionate about it, but then this school year, my daughter experienced what I considered a significant bullying incident. She had a physical, ongoing physical bullying experience with a child at school, and as a result of that, obviously, my passion became much bigger in terms of recognizing what impact bullying has on a child.
Is this something that you're working closely with the school with, or is this something that you're doing separately from the school and the school
system? Well, actually, it's a little bit of both. Our school supports us, and McCracken County School Superintendent Nan Waldrop, she and I have talked about it. We're totally on the same page. The hope is that the two can work side by side because McCracken County is very involved in educating about bullying, and they continue and are trying to enhance that program. But the truth is we know that the schools are getting less and less money, and unfortunately there isn't any or many resources to address this issue. And so my hope is that we can raise funds so that we can help McCracken County Schools. But honestly, we did a 501(c). We're part of the West Kentucky Community Foundation, so that we can reach out beyond McCracken County Schools.
Well, what kind of response have parents had with this? Because if this is happening in schools, obviously these bullies are somebody's child. Have you had any negative responses from parents, or have they generally been supportive?
It's interesting that you would ask me that now. Honestly, most people have been very supportive, but in recent days, we have had people who have expressed gossip, is really what I would call it, because from what I'm hearing, they just are not happy that we're gaining some attention for the project. And in fact, I would almost call it adult bullying. And the truth is, I've said all along that bullying, we talk about it in the schools, but the truth is it's wider than schools. It's bigger than the schools. It happens at workplaces. It happens in church and daycares. And it happens everywhere. We talk about it in schools because our children are there every day, and it certainly happens there, and we want them to solve the problem. But I believe that children are learning that from adults. They hear us say things that are unkind about other adults, about children. They may see adults exhibiting behavior that's aggressive. And again, what I've seen in the last few days has been disturbing to me because as adults, I'm having trouble kind of working through some of the things I've heard being said. And actually, a couple people who've expressed concern about our own personal safety, which is crazy to me because all we're doing is trying to help an issue that is about violence and people being unkind, and it's not about an individual, and it's not just helping a certain group. And so it's alarming, and it's frustrating, and it's puzzling to me, quite frankly, because the only way to gain support is to get public awareness of it.
I guess in closing, if you could boil down your whole campaign into, you know, one point that you would like to get out to all the children being bullied and even adults that are being bullied, what would that one point be?
The most important thing, particularly for those children out there who, again, are either suffering in silence or just suffering and no one's helping them, that they have to go to the school. The schools are there to help them. They need to tell an adult, and they also need to tell their parents. Because, again, I think there is that fine line for children, particularly between tattling and bullying. And if they at all are concerned, they should express that. But again, my big message is we need to make bullying socially unacceptable. As I've said, people can't go outside naked. They can't. It's socially acceptable. If you do it, somebody's going to call the police. But if someone bullies someone, if you see it or if it's happening to you, very inconsistent in terms of how that's managed. And we need to finally stand up and say we are no longer going to tolerate people behaving this way.
All right. Well, Susan, I appreciate you coming on, and I wish you luck on your campaign.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
To hear the full interview and see the videos from Susan Guess and her daughter, Morgan, visit WKMS.org.